Tony Wise bought.
Last week about the ending of a painful tooth. Well, someone's got a painful tooth, what is that to do? Basically, we said there's a few madrigas. The person's got a very minor toothache, small pain, really it's very restricted. It's not much you can do at all, am I said, for a minor toothache. We said you're allowed to drink whiskey in a normal way. I mean, you can take a little glade of Bronfen, drink it at normal, but you can't gargle it in your mouth. You can't spit it out, you can't gargle it, move it around in your mouth. You just drink it normally. That's mutter if a person's got a very slight, a very slight headache. If the toothache is more painful, it's not a chodek on the cup, he's not confined to bed yet. The mice, it's slightly more painful, the toothache. So he's not so comfortable as he is. Then we said he's allowed to... ask a nochri, a non-Jew, for example, to apply anesthetic to the tooth or gum, that he's allowed to do. And he's allowed to, this time, he's allowed to let the whiskey linger in his mouth a bit. There's more color to it. The Bishop Rose says, chiddush, that you can let the whiskey linger a little bit in your mouth. Yeah? Spitting out the is not there, he doesn't allow that. Let's just show that again. He said that, that's what he says. Find it here. Where was the Mr. Brewer's? And Shinkal Ches cook base. Shinkal Ches cook base. He says you're allowed to linger it on, but you mustn't spit it out. Like I think he speaks out clearly. Shinkal Ches. Kuf Beis. Who are in Yain Sorov? Makam Tzah got a little eshel. Yisra of Yain Sorov. The Mutla Shesha. You're allowed to linger it in your mouth. You've learned Akha. Spit it out and swallow it out. You can't spit it out. Like you can't not spit it out. And then we have someone who's very, very painful. He's got a very, very bad toothache. Very, very painful. Mice, it can be shakonah. It can be it's a chodek on the gulp. So we said if necessary, one's allowed to ask a non-Jew to take it out. If mum is necessary, one might ask a non-Jew to take it out. But the mice, you can't ask a yid to take it out for you. A yid should not take out a tooth for your choice. Yeah, it's a problem of whatever it is. It's going to cause dumb to come out. He shouldn't do that at all. Yeah, that's not allowed to be done. Okay, and why I missed out last time, I just spoke about it very, very briefly. I looked at it now this week. It's actually very interesting over thing. Is we did mention this, Lamosha, someone needs to have dam taken out from his body for a test. Moshe, it needs to be a sample to whatever that is also doing. So you must do that on Shabbos because that's a melacha shukla kufi. You want the blood to come out, you want to see the blood, but that's a problem. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, why spoke to you last week about intravenous injection? So I said to you, Mamish is saying about intravenous that if they want to put the intravenous into the body, and they want to find out if it's working, so they want you to push along the side to see the blood comes out into the intravenous, that's not only done on Shabbos. It's like an osu do. And a yid mustn't do this on Shabbos, obviously. A yid mustn't put an intravenous on it. Unless we're talking about Sakhar Safosh, obviously. Sakhar Safosh is no shadow, but you could do it. The only thing I saw with Chiddush was, it looks like some people who are experts at putting these intravenouses in, they don't need to do any checks. They can tell, they know straight away whether it's in the right place. So a person like that can put intravenous on Shabbos. Who are then an injection? Someone has to have an injection on Shabbos. That's also mutter. If a person knows what he's doing, generally speaking, doesn't have to be the blood comes out when a person gives an injection. It's a little prick. It's not muhaf that will come out. So that is all right. Sorry, Gitzel, what are you saying? An intravenous is the mitzvah where they put the wash. Let's say someone's got roids, for example, say elitis. So he has to have the wash. What's it called? Something put into his body. Antibiotics put into his body. It's much stronger form, goes straight into the blood supply. So what they do is they take like an injection, they put it into your artery, and then they want to find out whether it's got the right place. Don't hurt that much, don't worry, don't hurt that much. They put it in and see if it's in the right place. And then what happens then is, if it's in the right place, it's gone into the blood, and the antibiotics go into the blood. So for you to squeeze your hand, that the blood comes out into the intravenous, to see that it's working, is mamish to block a suit of the gufa, because you want that blood to come out. That's taka also doing Shabbos. That's the problem. That's the constant force. I mean, sometimes say a light is really could be a constant force. The advisor say if there's no one else to do it, then the chayy could do it. If a nurse could do it yourself rather than you doing it, that's the chayy better to do. Okay. The only thing that could be a problem with these syringes is the assembling a syringe could be makwapatish. So a yeet has to avoid as well. I mean, even though a normal injection patch is mostly give for a yeet to give out, he knows what he's doing, it doesn't have to be blood, doesn't have to come out. But assembling a syringe could be a serious shy of makwapatish. That syringe has never been a kidney before. Right, you're putting you've got the holder and you stick a needle at the end. That makes it into one kg. So you made it into a kidney over here. That could be a serious problem, makwapatish. That's best for your soul to avoid doing that at all. And finally, I just met a doctor, I was around, and sometimes when people are not so well, they have to prick their finger to get a bit of blood out, and then they put it onto what's it called a medical stick to find out whether it matches what colour it is. So, okay, this Sakonis of Foshi is a diabetes, I want to start something like that. He needs to check it, and other Sakonis of Foshi, others have to do it. But someone where it's not Sakonis of Foshi to do this, then the Chur, that's not so Foshi to do this, Aitz. This is not such a simple thing to do. Okay.
You said it's better for the nurse to do it.
That's,
it's all
about kosher. Yeah, kosher nurse is better to do it. If you've got a goyish person who can do it, it's better than me doing it. It's better than a goyish person to do it. Yeah, it's not so constant.
Between an Uman and an ordinary person.
But it depends. It's a second one. Most of these is only a professional mummy to do it. I'm not saying any topic Harry can do it, but generally, if people can do these things, it's not a big professional thing to do. So anyone can do this, really. Yeah, I think so. I think generally it's me. There's a shush of the one has to be careful. Okay, well, let's move on to the next topic tonight. The ancient topic. That is the topic of walking into a place where there are lots of insects on walking on the ground. It happens now in the summer. Someone just told me now today actually says that we have it. It can happen. An infestation of ants. So most are all walking across the floor. And a person knows he wants to go from his floor, he wants to go out of his house tomorrow. So often you find them in the summer, you find them on the pathway in your house, going to your house.
They don't die.
What?
They don't die.
Oh, so that's an interesting question, actually. Do the person walk over them, will he kill them? It's very hard to know that the tiny ones, but you have to know it's just a situation that inevitably, if a person walks over 100, 200, or something over there, it's very, very likely it's one of them's going to die. So that's
very likely, it's impossible that one of them won't die.
I'm not sure, so you have to know.
If you walk over 200, how's it?
They're very, very small, they run, they're very, very small. You have to know how it goes, Zaddy. That's what the proportion I was speaking about over here. So let's just start at the beginning. The first thing to know is that an insect, killing an insect on Shabbos is possible not to. Let me rephrase that. It's possible to kill an insect on Shabbos, no question about that. If a person kills an insect or an animal for benefits, he's done Issa Matoya. So a person kills a cow or a sheep or anything like that, he wants the meat or he wants the skin, he's done Issa Matoya. Generally speaking, when we kill these insects that we do, lemaisa is a melacha she'en tzricha l'gufo. You don't want them. They're more of a nuisance to you. You're killing them because they're a nuisance to you. Or in the case of where a person walks over the ant, he's not interested in killing the ant at all. There's no benefit whatsoever. Any benefit whatsoever from it. So it's not osu b'natoya in that case. However, killing an animal on Shabbos is osu b'nabon. Makes no chiddush. What is? The only thing we have exception was killing lice is the only exception. Whatever the reason was, we enter this marichas. Why there's no issa to kill a kina? Why there's no issa to kill lice? But all other animals, whatever it is osu to kill on Shabbos.
It's not considered a psikrisha
if you're
walking over ants.
And it is, but psikrisha also on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You mustn't do a psikrisha. Psikrisha, even though nichal is osu b'nabon to do on Shabbos. So whatever it is, lemaisa, it's also to do. You mustn't do this. So if a person knows he's got a whole swarm of ants and walking on the floor in front of his house, and he walks out of his pathway to go there, he's got a serious problem. He's going to kill them on the way.
No, but I'm saying if he can't avoid it for a reason, obviously I'm saying
he's going to kill them. So mice and curry, someone should be buried, he has to be housebound. He can't get out of the house, this person really. He's got in his pathway, loads of these insects. He shouldn't be able to go out. Yeah? That's the curry that should come out. The thing is, normally when you walk on the street, normally obviously, you don't have to worry about when you walk in the street, the ants there. It's not observation normally, whether you're walking as an ant. So when a person walks the street, he's not going to look on the street every place he walks, there's no ants walking along there. We're talking about a person who's got an infestation of ants, he's got a whole load of insects going on there, and he knows that bavada, as he walks across the pathway, there's loads and loads in there, it's kamat ipsikresha that's going to kill them as he walks across there. Can't. So Shai is what can you do? Are you taking a housebound? So Yitzchak says maybe you're not housebound, you're allowed to go out. So here's an interesting thing over here. And they bring down, and the Forshim bring down over here, that if it's Mamokam Tsar or Kovad Habrius, so a psikresha in such a case could be mutter. That means you're doing a segregation. As you're doing it, first of all, you must realize it's not a normal way of killing. It's like kalachiyat. He says, Isadra bonon, because it's an oxhase to halagufa. So in such a case where a person is stuck, he's confined to a place, he can't get out really, there is a mokum, a hokel, to be able to walk in such a place. Even then, they say, the person should do that, he should walk and wash on tiptoe. So you're minimizing the pressure of your foot on the area, so you're minimizing the issa. It's interesting.
What? What?
If there's a swarm, you can avoid, that's posher. If you can avoid it, there's no shadow then. If there's a possibility, a person can jump around and go around the side and he avoids them. No, normally you don't have to worry about it because no, you don't know anything. We're talking about a person who knows you've got an infestation. Some talk with us in some places. We have an infestation. There are mummies swarming in the country, mummies in the hundreds. So there you know when you walk in, you're yelling in this kitchen. They said, I said, walk in the kitchen, you can't help it. They're bound to be there, you can do. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You can't walk in this kitchen. So then you have to come onto that team already. You have to come on, it's kalach haya, it's not a normal way of killing. It's melach shein tzricha legufa. And you're minimizing the issa, it's like a shinui. So you have to know, it's not poshut, the ma'isa, it's a lot poshut. But there is a mock of a hokkel. If a case the person's stuck, certainly can't breathe. The person can't get to his, once he gets to the toilet, he can't get to his toilet because of the owner adds there. It's just a case, the person would be allowed to walk there in such a case. Or rock him aside, if one is confined to something, he should do that. No, apparently, you mustn't put poison down. Poison on Shabbos is mamish kin, and I'm going to cut that mamish in a minute. Putting the poison down on Shabbos is a chosa. That's mamish, tips of killing them, and that is not to do.
I'll put it where they're not.
I'll cover my hold on, let's see what it is. Erech Shabbos says, Perek Yudalit, Mem Gimel. He says, Osir Rasas Chayva Kurt Harikim Agaba Harokim Song. You mustn't, the Maisi mustn't do it. He speaks about it at the bottom, we've got no other choice, no other place of walking. Let's just come up to what you're asking over here, Moshe. Let's not talk about ants, let's talk about flies, Moshe. Let's say someone's got an infestation of flies in the room. And here it's very, very problematic. It's disturbing, Mummish. It's not pleasant in the house. There's loads and loads of flies. Someone told me also had this once. Mummish, a swarm of flies, or bees, whatever it is, you can have a swarm of them. They're very disturbing. What can you do? So to take a spray and spray this wasp spray or fly spray, whatever it is, that's Mummish also. That's killing them. It's oimed for hariga. And in England, this is oimed la hariga. What you do is you normally, most people, what they do, they have it only to kill the animals, the insects. And therefore, to spray it on the insects itself is also to do. Yeah?
To spray in the room.
I'm coming. What can you do? I said, that's also, yeah? Even now, I must tell you, even if you've got a window open in the room, but you're spraying it to kill them, that's also awesome. That's what we saw already in the Psit ratio. If a person does something with kavana, even though the animal, yeah, that's also. What thing?
There are these sticky things without saying.
What?
You
put it on before Shabbos as a Muslim. You can't put it on Shabbos. You're either going to be saved, or you're going to be either trapping them, or you're going to kill them. So you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't put such something like that on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you can do it. But on Shabbos, itself, you mustn't do. What about, this is an interesting question. Let's say it's very disturbing over here, let's say. Yeah, let's say you've got a child in the room, or you've got a choyl in the room, which is very uncomfortable for such a person. So then there's a special heter, a special allowance over here, that if a person opens a window, that means there's room for the flies to fly out, for the bees to fly out. And you have kavana not to kill them. All you want to do is disperse them. So you now spray in the room away from them, not by them, but away from them, a bit away from them. So the smell goes round. Hopefully this smell they won't like, and that's going to cause them to go out. That is mutter to do. Why is that mutter to do? Because what's the problem over here you're doing? That spray really is muksa. The chayyim got the problem with this spray. But muksa, the tzorech a child, who's sour, or chayla, is mutter to do. So that would be an eighth of a person's mummish got an older person in the room who's got young children in the room, and it's mummish disturbs them, these flies and these bees. What you can do is you open a window, so there's room for these insects to go out. And you have kavana that you do not want to kill them. That's not your kavana now. I don't want to kill them. I want them to disperse, to go out. All I want them to do is to go out of the room. So I spray now in the room, away from the animals, not directly on them. There's no hesitancy, directly on them, because that's mamish harika. the dice, I mean, and who are they to put iPad or anything down away, even not managed by them? I don't know what they get a chance to, these, to this iPad, and therefore that's like putting up a poison on Shabbos, so it's not allowed to be done. So to do it on Shabbos itself, I can't put down, but the marshal for this over here, the spraying, it's mummy's disturbance for the children, for an older person, and one sprays in a different direction to where they are, and hopefully this will cause them to disperse, eat the fly out of the room, and even if they do die, that's not your kashrut, you didn't do it, that's not your kavanah, that's what to do. Yeah? That would be an etzer of what to do. I say, this heter does not apply to healthy people in the room, because since the spray is muktzah, a spray here in this part of the world is ointment for killing them only. That's all we buy the sprays for. When we buy these sprays, we buy the spray to kill these insects. Therefore, in England, certainly, a spray is muktzah, it's got a bit of a muktzah, and therefore it's not allowed to be done. There are some places I wrote over here where the flies are very common. A place where flies are very common, it's very, very common. It's not out of the curse. In England, it's very out of the curse to have flies in the earth. So then, you look at the spray, and the spray is normally omitted for muktzah, it's often. If you've got something like an X-ray where it's common to have flies there, and it's a common procedure to spray, to disperse them, then the spray fly, the spray is not muktzah. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting. The fly spray is muktzah in England because of this reason, that the it's only in the hariga. Normally, most people in England would only use the fly spray to kill us. In a place where it's common to have these flies, and it's often used to disperse them, then that fly spray is not muktzah. And therefore, one could use that fly spray on Shabbos liberally, even for borrowing for health in the room. So that's what comes out chilek. It comes out enough kamina of what the area is like with regards to these people. So make a quick sekum. So we spoke about over here insects. Any insects to kill an insect on Shabbos often. I'll take a spray or air powder. I put it directly down over the insects or mummies near them where it's going to kill them. It's also to do. And even if there's a window open where the flies can fly out, that's still not allowed to be done if your kavanah is to kill them. That's also to do. Walking over a place with a swarm of ants is ideally one should avoid it because the specific race is very likely he's going to kill the ants as he's walking, and therefore one should avoid that area. If one can't, the tzayach lo, it's called abrius, then one is allowed to make ho because it's kalachayat, it's a mlocha shen tzuchel gufa, it's all psik reisha. So you've got various leniencies, but again, one should try and minimize the issa. One should walk on tiptoes and minimize the issa in such a case. And a fly spray was saying, if a person's got a choyle in the room, or it's got young children in the room, then one should spray the fly spray in the direction where they're not there, leave a window open, not go on to kill them, and that's musa. Okay, everybody.
Same with the